Hi there and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Erin.
Here we are in day three of our exciting story about Redwall Abbey. That's right, Redwall Abbey is a safe, peaceful place where animals live around and work and go there to have some studies or find some comfort. But everything gets thrown up in the air. Everything gets very upset and disturbed when Clooney the Scourge and his army of rats appear. They want to attack and take over Redwall Abbey, but don't worry, it's not going to be that easy because our hero Matthias the Mouse, Methuselah the Old Mouse, was also there to help them, and they were trying to get help from the legendary Martin the Warrior. Martin might not be around, but his magic sword that can defeat all terrible enemies of the mice is around, so they had to go out and find it. Now, while they were doing that, while Matthias was doing that, Methuselah was leading the defense of the abbey. He was unfortunately killed in one of the attacks by the evil army of rats. But at the same time, Matthias was dealing with the sparrows who live on the roof of Redwall Abbey. Why did he have to deal with the sparrows? Because they knew where the magic sword was.
Right, okay. Fortunately, Matthias, I mean, he was taken prisoner by the sparrows.
Yep.
But the king of the sparrows, he actually died while he was trying to kill Matthias.
He was not a nice guy.
No, but Matthias actually won that battle.
And
now he's free. He's off into the woods. He's looking for the sword.
That's
and
right.
Hopefully he's going to save the day. We're going to find out if he does right now.
Reading.
Red Wall. In Mossflower Woods, Matthias meets Loglog in his shrews, and they take him to Asmodeus' cave. Inside, Matthias finds Martin's sword, but then Asmodeus attacks him. He looks into the snake's eyes and is almost paralyzed with fear, but he has a vision of Martin that helps him break free. Matthias then kills Asmodeus. Back at Redwall, Clooney forces the captured Dormouse to open the abbey's gates for his army. The rats take over and Clooney murders the abbey's leader. It seems that Redwall has fallen, but then Matthias returns. He has Loglog Shrews and Queen Morbeek's Sparrow Army with him. With these new friends, the Redwallers battle the rats. Matthias and Clooney fight one-on-one all over the abbey. Clooney is too strong for Matthias, but at the last moment, Matthias slices the abbey's bell rope with Martin's sword. The bell falls and crushes Clooney. The rats run away, and Redwall is saved. Matthias becomes Redwall's warrior and swears to protect the abbey from its enemies in the future.
All right, what is Matthias up to now? Here it says, in Mossflower Woods, Matthias meets Loglog and his shrews, and they take him to Asmodeus' cave.
Ah, okay. Now, just to quickly recap, Mossflower Woods, that's where the sword is hidden.
Right.
Matthias, of course, is our hero looking for the sword. Loglog is someone new.
He's a new character.
He's a shrew. And, of course, Asmodeus is the Asmodeus poison teeth is the evil snake that lives in the woods that's probably protecting the magic sword.
Right.
So we're going to have to deal with that later. But first, let's deal with Loglog.
Right, okay.
So Loglog's a shrew.
Yeah, Loglog is a shrew. He's got a... I like his name, actually. I think I like this name the best.
It's kind of cool.
Loglog the shrew. Loglog. A shrew is a small animal that looks like a mouse, but it has a very thin, long, pointed nose.
It's like a tiny elephant mouse.
Right.
And they eat a lot. Do you know they eat like three times their body weight every day?
I did not. Yeah. Interesting.
Anyways, if you're a shrew, you don't have to go on a diet. But these animals, Lit said, lived in a cave, right? Okay, what's a cave? Well, it's one of our words for today. It's a noun. A cave is basically a natural opening in the earth. It might be in the side of a cliff or a mountain. It might go into the ground. It's not something that people dug.
No.
Like when you're digging into the ground to find gold cold or something. This is something that's created through natural means, by water, by earthquakes, by volcanoes, by stuff like that. For example, during the day, this cave is full of bats. Yes, caves are also good natural homes for bats, or bears can sleep in them, that kind of thing too.
Right.
So he finds a cave.
Okay, so guess what's in this cave?
Something dangerous.
It's a deadly snake.
I knew it.
Okay, so he's now inside the cave. Here it says, inside, Matthias finds Martin's sword.
Yay!
But then Asmodeus attacks him.
Boom.
Oh, there's a lot going on here, guys.
That is bad. So the sword is almost in his hands. It's within his grasp. But of course, this evil snake comes out of nowhere and is trying to stop him. It says he looks into the snake's eyes. That's our hero, Matthias, looks into the snake's eyes and is almost paralyzed with fear. Yes, if you're paralyzed with fear, you're very scary. And at the same time, it says, but he has a vision of Martin the warrior, the legendary warrior that helps him break free. Wow, there's magic going on here. First things look bad because Matthias was paralyzed with fear. When you're paralyzed, it means you can't move. You might get paralyzed by having a bad accident. If people hurt their backbone, their spine, they might be paralyzed. You could also be paralyzed by a chemical like a drug or snake poison can paralyze animals so that they can't move and can be caught and eaten, but basically means you're frozen. You're not dead. You're just kind of frozen in your muscles and all that kind of stuff that normally helps you move does not work anymore. Bad news.
Bad news,
of course.
When a
spider or a snake is trying to eat you, because it basically means you can't do anything.
Right.
You can't fight back.
Okay, fortunately, we did see some good news at the end of that sentence.
Oh, it's a good news.
Yeah, he had a vision.
Oh,
Matthias
yeah.
had a vision. And a vision is something that a person seems to see. It's not actually real. It's
Martin?
More so like something they're thinking.
Martin the warrior?
And this vision will help them realize something important.
Oh, it's like a dream when you're awake, kind of.
Yeah. Oh. We know, like if you watch Harry Potter, he often had visions of things that would happen in the future. Maybe it was his godfather Sirius was trying to contact him, or Severus Snape was, or Voldemort was in his head, something like that. Yeah.
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. So he's got this vision. Hopefully it's a good vision that will help him and not something that'll scare him and make him very afraid.
Right.
Anyway, so the other thing we saw there was people breaking free or breaking loose. If someone's paralyzed or if you're being held prisoner or something, you might want to break free or break loose. Basically, become free again after you were trapped in some way. It's a shortcut for you, so let's find out more.
Shortcut for you.
This is all your fault.
I can't believe I let you talk me into your silly plan. Now look at where we are. How are we going to get out of here? Oh, yeah, you think you're so smart. Well, how are we going to get out of this situation? Did you think of that?
Were you going to help me break free or just shout at me?
I didn't break anything. It was you that broke it.
That's not what I'm talking about. To break free or to break loose means to get free or escape from something that is holding you somewhere.
Ah, I see. Break free or break loose means 挣脱. I'm still mad at you.
Okay. Shh, now let me think of a new plan.
Oh no, I'm not following any more of your plans.
Do you have a better idea?
Yes. I'm going to put the tape back on your mouth.
Okay, welcome back.
Yeah.
So, this vision, it was a good vision.
It was a good vision, okay, okay.
It helped him a lot.
Great.
He couldn't move, now he can.
Fabulous.
Here's some good news.
What's that?
Remember, he's got the sword.
He's got the sword, but he's got an evil snake in front of him trying to
eat
him.
That's okay, he's got the sword.
Oh, really?
Matthias then kills Asmodeus.
That's it? He smites him?
I guess
so. He cuts his head off or sticks the sword in him or does something like that. Well, that's good news for Matthias, bad news for Asmodeus, but he's a bad guy and a snake, so we don't care. Yeah. Anyways, so he's got the sword. That is the best news yet. Mm-hmm. And then as we read on, it says, back at Redwall, remember the abbey where all the battle is taking place, Clooney, the bad guy, Clooney forces the captured Dormouse, who they caught, and they're using him to try to get into the abbey. So Clooney forces this captured Dormouse to open the abbey's gates for his army. Oh, it's classic. It's like the Siege of Byzantium back in the 1500s.
Just open the door.
Where they found a guy who knows how to sneak in. Mm. And they say, you sneak in there and then come to the big doors, open them, and then the army will charge in and will take over,
right,
which is bad news for the people inside.
Yeah, and we know that because here in the article, it says the rats take over.
Oh, no!
And Clooney murders the abbey's leader.
The abbey has fallen. Right. The bad guys are inside the walls. That's it. Yeah. It's over, man.
Matthias isn't there. He's out in the woods.
We're done, man.
Okay, so we see that the rats have taken over the abbey.
Oh.
Now, the phrase take over means to get control of something.
I don't like this story.
No. Here's an example. I will be taking over this project for Hank because he doesn't have time to work on it.
Is that, it's not because you murdered Hank,
no,
is it?
No, it's not.
Okay, because murdering is really a most terrible thing you could pretty much possibly do.
It's very violent.
This verb murder means to kill unlawfully, all right? So if someone is trying to kill you and you kill them in a fight, that might not be murder, but if you're just like, I don't like that guy, and you stab him or shoot him or poison him or kill that person, that's murder. You're going to get caught. You're going to go to jail for the rest of your life, and no one will like you anymore because you're a murderer. Mm. You can put another ER on murder to talk about someone who does it, but that illegal act of killing a person is murder. For example, Nigel murdered his business partner and went to jail for life because crime doesn't pay.
Nope. Good, but bad job, Nigel.
Bad job, Nigel.
All right. Well, it seems like the good guys.
This is not good. I thought everything was going to work out.
Yeah, I thought so too. It seems, here it says, it seems that Redwood has fallen.
It has.
But then Matthias returns.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he have the sword?
Yeah, he does.
Is he going to fight and win? Everything's going to be okay?
We're about to find out.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we did see a grammar point in that sentence. We were talking about the word seem. We said, it seems that subject and verb. Now, when we have it as a subject and seem as a linking verb, we need to follow them with a that clause or an as if clause. The same is true when we use the verb appear in the same way. Here's some examples. It seems that Eddie won't be coming tonight. He's already 2 hours late. We could also say, it seems or it appears as if Eddie won't be coming tonight. He's already 2 hours late. Welcome back. Okay, so fortunately, it only seems as if Redwall has fallen.
Mm, so that's the way it looks, but that might not actually be the truth.
Right.
Ah.
It only kind of looks that way.
Interesting. Well, who is going to come and help Matthias if the city, if the abbey has already fallen? He has Logalog shrews, remember them? And Queen Warbeak's sparrow army with him. These friends that he made on his journeys trying to find the sword. Well, they didn't just help him back then. They're continuing to help him now. They're coming along with him to fight against the army, even though the evil army of rats is now inside the abbey. Yay! It's nice to have friends.
Okay, well, there are two armies fighting in the abbey now. Mm. We're talking about Matthias and his new friends. It says, with these new friends, the Redwallers battle the rats. This is a good verb here.
Mm.
Two armies are battling each other. Mm. The verb battle means to take part in a fight or a war. Mm. It can also be used as a noun. As a noun, it means a fight, as part of a war.
That's right. Mm-hmm. If you're battling something, it means you're fighting it, and probably it's quite a difficult, challenging fight.
Yes. All right.
We can use it, of course, to talk about armies battling each other or boxers battling each other. Mm-hmm. But we can also use it to talk about you fighting something. You might battle a cold.
Mm.
If you're really sick and it's a bad cold and you're taking medicine.
You're trying to fight it.
You're battling your cold. You're battling your sickness or something like that.
We can use it in an example sentence.
Yeah, give us one here.
We can say, at the end of the movie, the two armies battled each other for the land they both wanted.
Sounds like a bunch of movies I've seen over the years.
Me too.
All right, back to the article. Mattias and Clooney, the good guy and the bad guy, they fight one-on-one all over the Abbey. Mm. Another classic sort of movie ending scene.
Mm-hmm.
The hero and the bad guy fighting one-on-one. They're fighting face-to-face. They're not telling their soldiers, attack him. They're actually doing it. While people probably fight around them, they see each other, the two leaders, and say, ha! Ah! And they jump and fight and fight, and we kind of know as we're watching that whoever wins is going to win the whole battle.
Right.
Because they're the leaders, and they're doing it one-on-one. So who wins? What happens?
Okay,
what happens?
Well, don't forget, we've still got this sword. Mattias has Martin's sword.
That's right, the magic sword.
Now, here, we've got a little bit of scary stuff here.
What's happening?
Clooney is too strong for Mattias.
Clooney is the scourge.
He's a big
rat. He's a powerful warrior.
He's violent and evil.
All right, so Mattias is losing.
But it says, but at the last moment,
Mattias
slices the Abbey's bell rope with Martin's sword.
Wow. Ah. This is, of course, is a church, and up in the tower they have
a bell,
and there's a rope hanging down that people would use to ring the bell. So he cuts the rope with the magic sword, and to find out what's going to happen, you're going to have to stick around.
Okay, we saw that Mattias sliced the bell rope. This verb, slice, means to cut through something easily with a knife or a sword. Here's an example. This sharp knife can easily slice through this big steak. All right, a clean slice.
He sliced it right through the bell rope, and then of course, what happens? Well, the bell falls from up there in the tower, smashes or crushes Clooney. This is a large, heavy metal bell. It falls down dozens or hundreds of feet and lands right on top of Clooney's head, and of course, that's gonna hurt a lot. That's gonna crush Clooney, the evil rat. When something heavy falls on something, it will probably crush that thing or just smash it, hit it really hard so it's pressed flat into the earth.
And obviously when that happens to an animal or a person,
not good.
That means they are probably dead.
Yes.
So Clooney is dead.
That's right.
Okay.
Rat pancake, baby.
Mm-hmm. And obviously with Clooney, the leader, dead.
Mm-hmm.
Here in the article it says the rats run away and Redwall is saved.
All the people rejoice, rats and mice jumping around, everyone's really happy. Extra cheese for all.
Hey.
So Mattias becomes Redwall's warrior and swears to protect the Abbey from its enemies in the future. He's the new hero. He's the knight who saved everyone's bacon. That's good. So he swears to protect the Abbey into the future. When you swear, you're not saying bad words.
Nope.
That's one kind of swearing. But this is the better kind of swearing, the kind of swearing that probably won't get you in trouble. You're promising, basically.
Yes.
When you swear, you promise, you vow, you take an oath. You're basically saying, I really mean these words and I'm not going to break my words. I'm not lying to you. Trust me. Because I'm super serious, I really mean what I'm saying. For example, Louise swore to only tell the truth.
That's a good
thing
to do.
Don't think she's lying, because she's not going to do that.
Okay. So, we saw that he swore to protect the Abbey.
Good guy.
This is a good verb to learn. The verb protect means to keep something safe from harm or danger. So we've seen a lot of harm and danger here.
Yeah, people have gotten hurt, big battles, wars.
And Mattias came in and he said, I promise not to let that happen anymore. I will protect you. Here's another example. The mother bear will do everything she can to protect her cubs.
Aww.
So stay far away from any young bears you see.
True.
Because that mother bear will come for you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. She's not evil. She's just doing what mama bears do. And
exactly.
Mattias is just doing what hero mice do. He's protecting his village, his people, his clan, and anyone else who wants to live in peace and happiness at Redwall Abbey.
Yes.
What a lovely story. Aww. I want to go visit.
Oh, well, maybe you can.
Can I?
Maybe in a movie.
Yeah, maybe in a movie. Or maybe
in a book.
All right. Yeah. We'll be back with our chat question. See you soon.
For You Chat.
Okay, welcome back. We've got an interesting For You Chat question here.
Okay.
What animals are you scared of?
Ah.
Why do they frighten you?
Oh, I got a good one.
Okay.
Here's one a lot of people don't think of.
Mm-hmm.
Animals I'm scared of?
Mm-hmm.
Ones that are trying to eat me.
Oh.
Yeah. Never thought of that, did you? That's a lot of them.
Yeah.
But only when they're hungry.
Yeah.
Let's see. Animals that I'm scared of. Well, no, yeah, if a shark is swimming at me with its mouth open,
I would
be scared of that shark.
Yeah. But I'm not usually scared of sharks.
In general, no.
Because I'm not usually, like, in the ocean around them.
Here's one.
Mm.
This is one I saw as a kid, and it kind of scared me. There's the rockfish, you know, and there's those little fish, and they kind of sit on the bottom, and they look like a rock, but they got these things that stick up, and if you step on them, it can hurt you. I don't think it can really kill you, but it just kind of scared me because you can't see them.
Right.
You know, so that kind of scared me a little bit just because it would hurt and it would be frightening, but it's probably, as I said, not going to eat you.
Right. I guess, like, I was walking in Canada on a hike in a mountain in Canada once, and I came up on the path, I wasn't paying attention, and my friend stopped me, and she said, look!
What?
And we were, like, this close from a moose.
We
just weren't paying attention.
This close?
We were pretty close.
Moose are, like, 7 feet tall feet long and weigh, like, 800 pounds.
It was enough to make me scared of that particular moose. He was very big.
That is a big animal.
Yes, so we backed up slowly, and he watched us the entire time.
Okay.
He wasn't angry.
He was cool.
He was just paying attention to us.
Okay.
So we sort of stood on the trail and said, well, I guess we'll just wait here. Finally, he moved off and we kept going and I was no longer scared of him.
Wow. So that's an animal that wouldn't really, I mean, it's not going to eat you or bite you, but they're just big and powerful.
Yeah, if it's big and powerful and angry, it's something that's going
to
hurt you.
If it wanted to run over you or kick you,
it would
definitely hurt. So there you go. Unpredictable animals, animals that you don't know what they're going to do, or dangerous animals like snakes or things that could really hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
What about you guys? What are you scared of? Something big and scary? Something small and hidden like I was scared of? Or maybe something that's, you know, around you a little bit more, like maybe snakes?
Mosquitoes.
Mm. Oh, those can hurt you too.
Yeah.
All sorts of animals to be scared of. Have a chat about that. Be safe, and we'll see you back here sometime soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Red Wall. In Moss Flower Woods, Mattias meets Loglog in his shoes, and they take him to Asmodeus' cave. Inside, Mattias finds Martin's sword, but then Asmodeus attacks him. He looks into the snake's eyes and is almost paralyzed with fear, but he has a vision of Martin that helps him break free. Mattias then kills Asmodeus. Back at Redwall, Clooney forces the captured Dormouse to open the Abbey's gates for his army. The rats take over and Clooney murders the Abbey's leader. It seems that Redwall has fallen, but then Mattias returns. He has Loglog Shrews and Queen Morbeek's Sparrow Army with him. With these new friends, the Redwallers battle the rats. Mattias and Clooney fight one-on-one all over the Abbey. Clooney is too strong for Mattias, but at the last moment, Mattias slices the Abbey's bell rope with Martin's sword. The bell falls and crushes Clooney. The rats run away, and Redwall is saved. Mattias becomes Redwall's warrior and swears to protect the Abbey from its enemies in the future.
Vocabulary Review.
Cave. Indiana Jones went deep into the cave to find the ancient golden statue. Murder. Jack the Ripper murdered several women in 19th century London and was never caught. Battle. The two armies battled for hours until finally one of them won. Slice. This knife is very sharp and can slice through meat and fruit with no problem. Swear. After running away, Jane swore that she would never return home. Protect. The large dog protects his owners by barking at any strangers who come near.